It is Sunday. We love doing this, and he's been with us all year long, going back to spring training. He writes for Forbes.com. He's one of the leading baseball writers, I think, in the country, and that is our good friend Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you?
Hey, good morning. There's a lot to talk about today, huh?
Yeah, I think there is. There is a lot to talk about today. First of all, you're a big hockey fan, and you write about hockey every once in a while. How do you like the baseball celebration with the Stanley Cup, Ovechkin at the ballpark and all that? I think it's an amazing display of emotion going on with him.
Yeah, I love that. And having watched, the celebration and the end of, that game five and how well Washington played in the third period to come from behind and win that series, the amount of emotion out of Ovechkin from the moment the last buzzer sounded and right straight through, it reminded me a lot, of Mark Messier when the Rangers won the Cup in 94, and then Ray Bourque won his first Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche in 2001. But the difference was Ovechkin is a lifetime capital, and he's been through the ringer with them and the failures, getting knocked out in earlier rounds over the first 8 years of his career. And for him to be there to win it as a 32-year-old was really something to watch, and it's just continued. And it's not unusual. I mean, I remember covering the Canadians winning the Stanley Cup over the Rangers in 1979 at the Old Forum. And the next day I went out to the ballpark. The Expos were playing the Pirates at the Olympic Stadium, and they were honoring Larry Robinson and a bunch of guys from that team the next day. I mean, so this crossover from baseball to hockey, you believe it or not, and I'm getting too long-winded here, there's a lot of crossover in baseball and hockey.
I'm going to stop you right there, because I think the celebration in Washington, and Washington hasn't won anything in baseball, you got to go back to the 30s last time they, but I think he brought a spirit, and I think somehow it energized the city around baseball. And I thought that's why I brought it up today, that it had some connection to baseball. So I liked it. I just thought it was terrific to see it, and I liked it.
Well, no doubt. And, two things quickly. During this run, I saw the Nationals down in San Diego, and I went in to talk to David Martinez, the first year manager of the Nationals. And that day for his pregame, he was wearing a Capitals hat and a Capitals jersey. This is how close related the failures of the Nationals and baseball in Washington is to the failure of the Capitals, who finally won after 44 years. And the other thing I was going to say was that there are a lot of people, Wayne Gretzky played baseball, Tom Glavin played hockey, Kenny Holland, one of my best friends, is the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. And every time I see him, all he wants to talk about is baseball. He never wants to talk about hockey because he knows I'm a baseball writer. And we have long discourses on this. So I think what you're looking at is a hopeffulness that the Nationals follow suit to the Capitals and break their hex this year. And there's every opportunity for them to do it.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right. A couple of things that come up. One, the Mets are in the news lately, and they play the Yankees, but who cares? The main thing is the Mets, and I heard the news, listening to MLB Network coming in this morning, talking and debating trading DeGrom and Syndergaard and making good arguments that the Mets don't have a farm system. They don't have enough at the major league level. They're chasing three excellent teams in the East. Could DeGrom and Syndergaard be traded this July?
No, I don't see that happening. I mean, really, you have DeGrom, Syndergaard, Mats, who are probably more tradable. They've got Wheeler, who obviously, that was traded by the Giants for Beltran years ago. And they've gone through the Tommy John and recovery with him. So their starting four is pretty solid. And they also have Gesellman and Lugo, who they can use in flip roles in the bullpen. So, I mean, their strength is still their starting pitching. What their problem is right now is that they've got a great lineup if it was 2011. You know, it's not they just ran out of money. You know, they have the thing with Cespedes where they can't keep him on the field during the season, and he's out again now.
So why wouldn't you trade one of the big guys if you don't have the players on the field? Why not trade a big guy?
Because in New York, you know, they're still in competitiveness with the Yankees. They still bring people out to the ballpark, and you're not going to do a rebuild in New York against the Yankees.
All right.
It doesn't work.
All right. I guess that's the bottom line with it. But if you don't have a farm system and your players, as Barry says, 7 years older than they should be, it's not going to shock me if one of those guys goes. Well, we'll see. I'm looking at pitchers the Giants may be interested in. Who knows? Well, that's why we do the show. What about Tyson Ross for San Diego? San Diego unload him?
You know, I think that there is, from everything I'm seeing and talking to A.J. Preller down there, I think they're in a holding pattern right now because they're playing so much better at the major league level the last month than anybody anticipated. You know, Russ, I'm about to do a column on this. He's one of like three guys on the team who survived this thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, which is now saving shoulders in Major League Baseball. And, you know, he's pitching, you know, pain free for the first time in a couple of years. You know, at this point, they went into the day only 5.5 games out, and they're winning in Miami. And Clayton Richard is another guy with that surgery who's been pitching great for them. And I think they're really holding right now to see where they are because suddenly they're in contention in a very, you know, tight division with a lot of problems. And at this point, you know, why would you give up on the season when you have a pretty solid team and minor league system to stock you later on?
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we've got, July the 10th. We've got, 20. We got 51 days until the deadline, so a lot can happen. But Tyson Ross is one. He's made the comeback. He's a local kid. I think he could really help if they were so inclined. But who knows what will happen. We got a long way to go.
I think he could help the Angels, too.
Yeah. He's pitched really well. You've covered Ohtani from the beginning of spring training right up to now. He's got the sprained ligament. He's out for a while. It's a loss to the Angels and also a loss to baseball. I was looking forward to seeing him at the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think it's sad. And, you know, having been around it, and he's a great kid. And I do think it's the Angels tried to do whatever they could do to keep this from happening. I mean, they knew he had a grade one sprain of the UCL when they signed him. It's now graduated to grade two. Grade three is a complete tear. You know, they're trying to ward it off like the Yankees did with Tanaka on a, you know, by giving him, you know, the blood platelet and the stem cell shots. He's already had one of those, the blood platelet shots. I think it's just inevitable that at some point, if they put it back out there again, you know, that ligament is going to snap and he's going to need the surgery. So the question after this 3-week period is, just bite the bullet and do it now, or do you wait longer? Because waiting the longer, you're going to wind up having that guy out that much further. And right now, if he had the surgery tomorrow, you're probably looking at not seeing him again till the 2020 season.
Wow.
And so once this happens, it's all over. I mean, the experiment of him hitting and pitching, which was a lot of fun, is never going to be the same. And he's just going to come back like Darvish and Matsuzaka and a lot of the Japanese pitchers as, you know, just another guy recuperating to see what he could be.
Wow, what a story. What a story he has been from over the winter and his interviews of teams and where he was going to go and taking below market money and the Angels and spring training. And you've been on it the whole way and awful. And then coming out for the season and throwing 100. And now we have a sprained ligament for him. So what a story. And as I say, baseball's worse for it because I was looking forward to seeing him in the All-Star game. Well, great to have you with us today, and enjoy the week. As I say, this is June. The West, as we've talked about it, Padres still bouncing around. Goldschmidt starting to hit here. And each week now, we take another 5 or 6 games off the list. There's 98 to go, so we're going to get a feel. I'd say by the end of the month, we'll kind of get a better feel for the division.
Right. Plus, what's happening is what the Giants are enjoying now, when you get Bumgarner and Melanson back, and, you know, Samardzija and Cueto are not too far away. Other teams are starting to enjoy that, too, where the Diamondbacks are going to have, you know, Robbie Ray coming back. They're eventually going to get Pollock back. They've got Goldie, as you said, rebounding. The Dodgers are starting to get some people back, and ultimately, hopefully for them, they'll get Kershaw back, and hopefully for baseball, you know, you always want to see Kershaw at his strength and pitching. So, I mean, as the season plays itself out, you know, you're going to get back into a place where, you know, everybody's, if they don't get hurt in other areas, are going to have their full contingent of their rosters, and then we'll see where we are when all that happens.
Yep, it's going to be a big second half. That's my prediction. It's going to be a second-half race for everybody. All right, hey, Barry, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. He covers, we cover a lot of territory with him. I think the Mets are going to do something. I do. You know, you don't have players in the farm system. The major league level's a mess. And I didn't realize the New York thing. I realize it, but DeGrom, well, the Giants don't have the pieces to go after him, I don't think. But bring back Zach Wheeler. How about that?